Once there was a civilization, much like ours, but with a greater intelligence, greater powers, and a greater capacity for good.
Even though you've been raised as a human being, you are not one of them.
I'm getting a comment from a Skype, one of my Skype contacts, that I'm not being heard. I'm going through my settings here. I'll rectify the problem as soon as I can. I have no idea what happened here. Sean, if you're out there, please let me know if I'm coming across. I think I am now. Somehow something had reset my onboard Windows mixer controls here. I don't know why, but sometimes it just decides to set on its own. But I'm sort of hearing myself in my headset now, so I think I'm going out. Anyway, you're listening to the Light of Day radio show with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We're live Saturday night, August 14th, 2010. And thank you, Sean. According to Sean down there in Australia, I am now being heard. That's good to know. Well, if you folks didn't miss too much, but like I said, I'm broadcasting live from the Sonora Desert. We have a dew point of about 54 degrees here. That's right what's considered to declare a monsoon. Like I was saying, folks, you know, I had mentioned that in the past that they're building this new civilian launch facility down there near Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. Me and John DiNardo, we got to thinking, well, the elite are going to need some place to get off the planet if Florida is wiped off the map from tsunami. So maybe places like Truth, the new Spaceport America facility in New Mexico, and there's one up there near Salt Lake City, Utah. Maybe these are the places that they'll be launching from to get off planet if the cataclysms get too severe. By the way, John DiNardo will be joining us around the bottom of this hour. I found this article dated Tuesday, July 20th, Russia building a new $790 million space center. Russia's making another leap forward in space exploration. They are budgeting nearly $800 million to build a new cosmodrome. The currently used Baikonur facility in Kazakhstan is getting old. Although it is the first and largest space launch facility, it's time for a new one. It was built during the Soviet era, but has since become a rental situation due to its location. Well, this may be the cover story. It was built during the Soviet era, but has since become a rental situation due to its location. You know, we heard John Morris say, oh, yeah, they're relocating that IBM data center out there near south of Salt Lake City because its electricity is cheaper out there. You know, they always come up with these cover stories. Anyway, back to the article. Russia would like to rely less on this facility and move forward on Russian soil. The new Vostochny Cosmodrome is budgeted for the next 3 years. Construction starts next year. They expect it to be online by 2015 and running in 2018. This new facility will be located in Yugolgorsk Amur Oblast in eastern Russia. You know, they give these dates that are far off on the horizon. Well, maybe they're going to get it done a lot quicker than what they're telling us here. Russian President Putin went on record saying that Russia believes that Vostochny will become the first of its kind for civilian use. It will become the first of its kind for civilian use, folks. Well, isn't that what we're hearing out of that one I was trying to expose down there in New Mexico? They look forward to the independence and space studies that this facility will afford them. Putin also stated that the vision for this new facility includes interplanetary travel. Well, where do we hear that before? Didn't I just recently have Jay Widener on saying that the real elite are getting off Earth to go to different worlds where there's no electromagnetic fields? Maybe they're going to go to their underground bases on the Moon and Mars from this location. Who knows? So I got that article covered. Now, someone on my email list here sent me this. I got it from Tonda. She's a person on my email list. Did you folks know? Well, just wait before I start this, because I don't want the break to interrupt with this. I'm sure we're pretty close to the break here. We got about a minute here. No, there's the break. I just had a feeling it was going to kick in. We'll be back, folks. You're listening to Live Dan Orion with your host, Sheldon Dale. Read this article when we get back from the break. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on the Orion Talk Radio Network, live Saturday night, August 14th, 2010. I've completed 20 shows now in Orion. This is my 21st show. I want to get right into my soundbite here that I made today. The time's going to fly with all these breaks we have now, but we got to pay the bills here on the network. Did you folks know that on Wednesday morning there was another oil well blowout down there in Louisiana? Assumption Parish oil well update. This was updated 2 days ago. The operations to control the oil well blowout that occurred Wednesday morning are expected to take anywhere from 5 to 10 days. Airspace has been closed over and near the area. An odor is also being noticed throughout the Paint Courtville and Napoleonville areas. Louisiana Highway 70 is still closed and traffic's being detoured to Louisiana 996 and Louisiana Highway 1000. A total of 6 homes and 1 business have been evacuated due to being within the 1 mile radius of the well blowout. The company will start the beginning of the capping process late Friday. Well, here we go, folks. Another oil well leak. This is what me and John DiNardo have been suspecting. That is, Planet X gets deeper into our solar system, we're going to see more things like this. And By the way, it's not very easy to find this news article. They keep this stuff buried pretty much, so you have to sort of be conscious of it and be looking for it. But as Planet X gets closer, the Earth is splitting apart. We got sinkholes, another oil well blowout. Don't forget, we had an oil leak in China. There was one up in Michigan. We had that natural gas drilling platform that went down off the coast of Venezuela. We got these coal mine incidents going on. We got train derailments. I mean, these are all subtle signs that something is happening, something deeper than what we're being fed with. Anyway, I want to play my sound bite here before we bring John on, so I'm going to get right to it. The good old CD player fired up here. This is a pretty good one, folks. It's about 11 minutes long. The commercial ain't going to let us play all of it, but we'll try to get what we can in. It's not working like I wanted it to.
Between now and 2013, the Earth will experience horrific cataclysms and at an ever-increasing pace. They will be the result of a large object, generically referred to as Planet X, and it will soon pass through the core of our solar system. This object was first observed in 1983 by NASA's Infrared Astronomical Satellite, more commonly known as IRAS, and was reported in the September 10, 1984 edition of U.S. News and World Report. Many times the size of Earth, it is very large and dark and will not be visible to the naked eye for a few years. When it does, it will appear in the sky like a smaller second sun before it leaves the core of our system. While man-made pollution does aggravate global warming, the inconvenient omission is really dealing with the interaction between the sun and Planet X.
It comes from the IBM website by the Business Continuity and Resiliency Services site.
Within 5 to 30 minutes of three regional airports.
I don't believe the pictures of the top of the pipe under the water a mile down is showing anything like 72,000 psi. It's not showing 10,000. It's not coming out with any pressure at all. I don't believe that that's the real problem. I believe the oil is coming up out of the ground and other wells that are not being put on camera, not being talked about. And I believe that is the primary reason that press has not been allowed to go out into the Gulf to see the oil coming up in other places.
I'm sure you guys are aware that there's people now turning on their faucets in part of the United States and in various regions, and they're just able to light their tap on fire due to the natural gas content and methane coming out of their water supply. And this is getting wild. There's reports of earthquakes in Arkansas. All in the last 2 weeks, there's been commercials airing in Arkansas about earthquakes.
Anybody who's interested in all this stuff has noticed the massive push to robotize, to automate the U.S. military. And if you just look at where this is coming to, okay, the elites are going to be underneath the ground, and they're going to have their robots on the surface enforcing the law.
We, of course, have a situation in which we have the government moving a lot of these alphabet soup agencies to higher ground. You have the Denver International Airport, which is a real enigma in itself. You have just a number of strange things going on. Of course, the Norway seed vault, the Norwegian spiral.
The greater panic will come from the absolute stark terror that comes when people will see that the Earth is breaking up. They do not want the people to know that the Gulf of Mexico is breaking up. Now, let me tell you something. This is a secret. It's something that came to me 3 to 4 years ago from a friend of mine. He was a former Gulf War veteran. He has contacts with one person who is a geologist for the U.S. Geological Survey. 3 to 4 years ago, he told me this. He said that this geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey told him two things. One, they are surveying for tremendously wonderful opportunities for oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. Two, they expect land masses to arise out of the Gulf of Mexico. This was 3 to 4 years ago. That's how I knew that this oil spill was a scam, and then no other Patriot broadcaster knows that. They don't have...
Well, folks, we're going to be coming into the break here. You're listening live, Dan O'Ryan. I don't know what all that weird noise was when I was playing that CD player. I don't know what happened, but we'll be back. Stay tuned, folks. Welcome back to the Light of Day with your host, Sheldon Day, coming to you live on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We're live Saturday night, August 14, 2010. We got John DiNardo on the line now, our usual returning guest. I'm going to finish this soundbite up, and then we'll bring John on to talk about some rather interesting things. So here's the soundbite again.
None of them have a clue. They think it was a BP originated thing. But if you look at all the facts, the fact that they're covering up, they put the Corexit in there.
That's why they built the Denver airport, so they can go underground while we all kill each other fighting for the last scraps of food and water and the rest of it. And I say that these guys are criminals, and we ought to do everything we can to before Planet X gets here.
We saw the launch for the first Gulf War. The incursion was actually called Operation Planet X. That's what the code name for the incursion was.
There was an astronomer by the name of Harrington. And he's the government's naval observatory in Washington. And he developed an entire theory for Planet X and where he could spot it. Harrington went to New Zealand, and Harrington then, at a very specific time, very specific place, took his own telescope. It had an 8-inch telescope, as we recall. And he went to make observations of Planet X. And after he returned, he died a sudden, mysterious death of the esophageal cancer. What was the real hallmark for us, the real indicator, was the obituary, which was written anonymously and went to great lengths to say he was deeply disappointed by his own failings in his inability to find his fabled Planet X.
Mm-hmm.
He was a man of great achievement. Why attack his work in an obituary?
Mm-hmm.
the need for the elite to gear up with underground bases to start setting up infrastructure makes me wonder what they know. Why would you erect the Georgia Guidestones if you basically, you know, I mean, it looks as if some event is coming. They erected the Georgia Guidestones. Like you said, it almost alludes to the fact that that's supposed to be their aftering event. Like, future civilizations will find that. It's written in 9 languages. Bill Gates, you know, they're getting involved. All of a sudden, there's seed vaults. You know, it's like, what are they gearing up for?
Well, if you folks want to listen to that, I'll be posting that on my archives subpage. I don't want to play the rest because we're going to get interrupted with a break here in a few minutes, and I'd like to bring John on before that break has to interrupt. But I will be posting that, and I'll be sending that soundbite in an email to all of my listeners here. It's pretty good. Anyway, we're going to bring John on before the break kicks in. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheldon. It's a pleasure communicating with you and your audience.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming on the show, John, again. Hey, we got to talking, me and you got to talking about this plane crash that had the former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe on it. And, you know, this guy, he had been wrestling cost overruns with construction of the International Space Station. And, you know, maybe they shot his plane down, perhaps because he was going up with what the elite wanted to get finished. And that was one of their safe havens.
Yeah, I mean, it is certainly very suspicious that this former administrator of NASA went down in that plane crash. And also, I'd like to know what connection the former Senator Stevens had with anything related to these affairs of the underground cities or the International Space Station. I haven't studied it, so I really don't know what Senator Stevens was involved in that might have precipitated this plane crash. That very often, as you know, when they want to get rid of someone, they do it with a plane crash. I mean, it seems like countless examples of these crashes. One of the classic example is John F. Kennedy Jr. And I was the only person in the entire country to obtain the videotapes of the WCVB-TV Boston television search, the entire 8 hours of the day following the plane crash. That 8 hours following the evening of the plane crash was broadcast by WCVB-TV. It was a plane search, and in addition to the search, there was a great deal of information that came out, and it absolutely proved that there was a cover-up in the cause of this crash. But rather than getting into those details, that's a large issue in itself. But just to point out, underscore the fact that many plane crashes occur whenever they want to get rid of somebody. So in this case, it's very suspicious, and I guess it warrants everyone's attention and everyone's research into this plane crash to try to find out what might have happened, what it was related to. But there are so many other issues too, you know, and I've drawn up a whole list. Actually, it's just a partial list of describing, briefly giving me little bulletin clues, my mental triggers as to what the issues are. And I filled up 3 pages with small handwriting just to list all of the some of the many issues that come to mind, and there's so many hundreds of other issues that I haven't even written down that are all inscribed in the books that I have about Planet X. So this is a good place to start this list. The first item that I have on the list is that movies hint about the coming of Planet X and the global destruction. And there's a movie titled Knowing in 2009. This movie came out. The movie explained that there would be huge coronal mass ejections, which would scorch the earth and cause global destruction, global incineration. And they have scenes of people panicking in the streets, looting stores. The sky is beginning to burn bright with fire. And people are being told by the government that there's nothing that the government can do to protect them. That all they can do is go underground, just urging the people to dig as deeply as they can to go underground. And in that movie had some kind of a hopeful ending to it. It showed that those who follow the Spirit of God will be protected. And that is actually a biblical truth, that those who call out to God will be protected in these times. So the movie Knowing is one movie. Another one, the movie Deep Impact, is another movie that hints at the coming destruction that can occur on Earth, because we will have meteor strikes when celestial bodies, as they pass very close to Earth, they begin to get sucked into Earth.
Oh, hang on, Don. Coming right. Deep Impact, listening to live Dan Orion. Great numbers. Stay tuned. Hang on, John. Okay. Thanks. Folks, welcome back to the Light of Day with your host Sheldon Day, coming to you on the Orion Talk Radio Network. We got John DiNardo on the line, and I don't want to waste any more time as we only have 10 minutes to go now until our next break. Hey John, before I brought you on, I was mentioning that, train derailments, that would be something that might be on your three pages there.
No, it's not, but you did bring it up. I'm hearing myself, an echo in the background.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, you brought it up today. It was the first time I heard about it, and it's very interesting revelation to know that these train derailments may be increasing. We have to really study and take a look at it and try to find out the causes of these train derailments. If we start to see at least several derailments around the world that are caused by shifting ground beneath the tracks, then we can begin to really suspect and produce evidence indicating that the unusual, extraordinary Earth shifting is occurring, which has never occurred before in our recorded history, at least in modern times. So that's another indication for sure that the Earth is starting to rumble and crumble. If I'm talking too softly, let me know, or too loud. I'm trying not to talk too loud because I don't want to wake up the whole family. It's
weird, John. Your volume level is extremely low. When I first brought you on, I had everything turned up as high as I can get it. Now when we come out of the break, you're sound louder now.
Oh, okay. I'll just speak. I have to speak a little bit softly, but I'll just be closer, stay closer to the phone.
Yeah, you're doing better now.
Okay. The History Channel has had, and other channels have had numerous special broadcasts about end times, the end of the world, and what life after the disasters, etc. I haven't been following much, but people have been telling me about the numerous specials. Can you think of any television specials that have been broadcast in that vein
Well, there was a movie put out last year called The Road, and then there was a new one launched again this fall here called The Colony.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that, The Road and The Colony. Yeah, so it's, I think the people, there are people in the mass media who are trying to warn us about it. People who have rather high-level positions in the media industry, they may not be going underground. They may not have a place because there's only a limited number of the very most powerful people who are scheduled and allowed to go underground for protection from the solar scorching that is believed to be coming and that is being warned about.
Well, you brought that up. I was looking up that Queen Elizabeth thing earlier today. She had actually visited New York City for 5 hours. Me and you suspect that she never went back to England, that she's a clone and that, or her double, I mean, is over in England right now. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, that was. I was very suspicious when I saw that, because if you recall, throughout the many years that we have been alert to and following the mass media news events all our lives, whenever the Queen of England comes here, it's always a spectacular event. Highly publicized event. This time, it was very low-key, and she was only staying for a short time. And then when she went back, you didn't even know about it. You could barely find any report anywhere mentioning her return to England.
I think it said that she hadn't been here in 53 years.
Well, no, she had been here in, was it 2005 or somewhere around the middle of this decade, and I think it was probably only one time in this decade. Might have been two times, but it was around that time a couple of years ago when she visited this country, and she one of the big highlights of her tour here was to go to the Kentucky Derby, and that was just a big excuse, of course, you know, to travel throughout the U.S.
I think what I read then is
become familiarized with her underground facilities.
Well, I was going to say, I think what I actually read was that she had not visited the United Nations or New York City in 53 years. That's what it was.
Oh, okay, right. So anyway, I mean, you can connect that Ground Zero, New York City World Trade Center, Ground Zero site of destruction with her trip. There must have been some, there obviously, I mean, you don't have to be, anybody who knows about these occult symbolic rituals that they have, they speak and they will actually pronounce in a secretive way some concept or some declaration that they want to make. And this is was obviously one of this trip to New York City. There was something symbolic in that, because these people in the power elite always act symbolically in foretelling and or declaring their motives and their actions. So anyway, that's another very suspicious situation here. But what my theory was, and that's what you had alluded to just now, was that she has to come here eventually to go underground. I was told that her underground facilities are here. Now, James McCanney had mentioned that. For one thing, he said that she was becoming familiarized with her underground facilities during the Kentucky Derby trip. That was the middle of this decade. And
what did
also
that,
another...
Well, I was going to say, what did Alec Merkelin...
Right. I was about to... Right, I didn't want to mention any names, but this guy was a retired talk show host out in New Mexico, and he had mentioned to me in an email, because I had put out broadcast a message by email to many people regarding the Queen, the Queen's underground facilities, and he had replied stating that many people in the very small town of Crestone, Colorado, C-R-E-S-T-O-N-E, are aware that the Queen, the Crown, the British Crown, has bought up large tracts of land in and around the Crestone, Colorado area, which is near mountains there, on the, under the mountains in the bowels of Cheyenne Mountain, is a facility where they have that huge underground city. Excuse me a second. And this is where the power elite are going underground. So evidently the Queen is going there because of this huge purchase of land. And again, I'm very struck by the statement that the people of Crestone, Colorado, all know that the British Crown has purchased large tracts of land there, and there could be only one reason for doing that, and that's quite obvious. So they're getting ready to go underground. So when would she, what would she do? How would she get here? Could she come here incognito? Well, she could, but it's probably a lot easier to make a trip to the United States and then pretend that she's going back, but not really going back to England, and just staying here. This, if it does, if it happens, if she made her secretive ensconcement here in the United States during this recent July trip to the U.S., then we should be following that. We could have people like David Icke and people like Paul Joseph Watson over in England doing careful studies of any public appearances of the Queen, to find out, look at the photographs and the footage, film footage of the Queen in England, and try to detect whether or not a double is being used. We all know, everyone knows, that all public figures always have doubles. Former President Charles de Gaulle of England, of France, had a double. Everybody has doubles that they use sometimes when necessary.
Yeah, no, actually it was Dr. Peter Beter back in the mid or late 70s that was putting out that information that the presidents have these clones.
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't know how they do it, but certainly, a clone, and that's a little more difficult to prove, but it certainly is within the realm of possibility, considering the technology that they have today. And if he said that, which would have been like 30 years ago at least, by today, it's much more conceivable that cloning technology would exist. But in any event, let's suppose they did not have cloning. Even without it, they have doubles. And so we have to look in England, keep our eyes,
Oh, John, we're at the end of... John, you're being cut off. The top of the hour break's going to come on here, so...
Okay.
Back to the break again. Stay tuned, John. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back. You're listening to Live Day and Orion with me and John DiNardo. Be back after the top of the hour break.